City Projects Manager Kelly Cropper delivered the bad news to the school board at their regular meeting Wednesday night.
Based on our one responsive bid that we had on Blatchley, we need another $2.4 million. And that's just the mechanical and electrical, and we limited that bid to mechanical and electrical because we were concerned that we didn't have the budget to do all the things that need to be done at Blatchley. You know, there's a number of other major maintenance items that qualify for this debt reimbursement grant that we have through the Department of Ed, which is a 70-30 split.
Sitka voters in 2006 overwhelmingly approved $7.1 million in bonds for repairs to Blatchley and Keep Gushaheen Elementary School. About $2 million of that was budgeted for a new roof at Keep, along with other project costs like repainting the hallways, new fire alarm panels, and a new network. The final $500,000 of the Keep projects is going out to bid later this week. As Cropper mentioned, the State Department of Education is reimbursing Sitka for 70% of these costs, even though the $5.3 million set aside for Blatchley repairs has turned out to be insufficient. Juno architect Evelyn Rousseau told the board that the DOE would still cover its share, even if it's a larger amount. She asked the board if maybe they and Superintendent Steve Bradshaw should capitalize on that promise to renovate the entire building.
So it's a great opportunity for you. Of course, we don't quite know what all of this will cost. And ultimately, I think you and Steve will have to decide what you think the voters can bear in terms of a bond and what they would vote on.
In the past decade, voters have approved bonds for the repairs at Keat, extensive renovations at Baranoff and Sitka High, new roofs at both those schools, and the Sitka Performing Arts Center. According to Cropper, bond payments, funded by a 1% seasonal sales tax increase, are on time or ahead of schedule for these projects. She told the school board that Blatchley is beginning to show its age.
And we just came from Blatchley, and it's stinky, and it's outdated, and it's drab, and it really needs, all the other schools have gone through that facelift, that renovation, you know, they're nice places, and Blatchley's overdue. You know, it really needs to have some attention.
Blatchley was built about 40 years ago and added on to about 20 years ago. Cropper said the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing systems were like noodles, and that the $5.3 million currently in hand would at best refurbish a couple of air handlers. Rousseau said her firm, Northwind Architects, would assist the board with drawings and open houses to help sell the package to the public, though she said that in her experience these projects usually sell themselves. Rousseau had prepared a list of prospective renovations, from new doors and finishes to a complete mechanical system, that she planned to deliver to a cost estimator for prices. She hoped to have numbers back for the school board within a couple of weeks. Board President Lon Garrison had previously met with Rousseau and the school administration, and he suggested that the board would have to move swiftly to prepare a bond package for this fall.
I thought it was imperative that we get going on this as quickly as we can, and time is of the essence.
The only caveat on the board came from member Cass Pook, who was concerned that launching a major new funding effort for Blatchley would distract the district from taking care of the alternative school.
Although I agree, Blatchley needs work. I went to school there, too. It's an old building. I'm concerned about Pacific High School, and it affects the well-being of the kids that attend there. So that's the only question I have, is how will this affect Pacific High School.
Superintendent Steve Bradshaw said that the district had received a $2.6 million grant for repairs to Pacific High from a separate source of money than the 70-30 reimbursement program. He said the district would have to raise $900,000 in a local match for the school. None on the board expressed opposition to moving ahead with plans for major renovations at Blatchley. The superintendent will likely call a special board meeting later this month to review cost estimates and to prepare a bond proposal for the assembly to approve no later than August. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.